DS106 radio. I am testing out this setup. So this is Jim Groom. It's Tuesday, April 7th. I'm playing around with, Oh, I hear myself. Good. Hopefully you can't hear that. But I am playing around with audio hijack and loop back working together. And I think the levels are pretty good, but I'm going to try and bring in some iTunes here. And I'm listening to myself in the back. Here's some National Sleep Well Beast. And see how that sounds.
Talking to God.
That sounded pretty good, so I should now come up, and the audio is coming down, or has already come down. I'm hearing it on the delay. But this is me playing the weatherman on DS106 radio, testing out the rig. What I'm doing right now, so you know, is I got Loopback, which basically acts as a virtual device. You get it through Rogue Amoeba. It's about $70. No, maybe less, 40? It's not free, but it's not crazy expensive. But Loopback is pretty nice because it allows you to add like Skype, iTunes, your mic, various inputs. And then it kind of mixes them all together into one that it shows up as an input on your computer. And then you could broadcast just that out. So you could have someone on Skype. You can be playing music. You know, you could be have your microphone all one, all mixed together, all out. So that's nice. Simple. You need a separate application to actually broadcast it to the radio, which I've been using this application that's free called LadioCast. So that's that. Now, this one is different because you have it all in one. It's more expensive. Audio Hijack, same company. And this is all pretty much Mac specific, but I haven't left the Mac. I didn't go over the edge to Linux yet, as some have. I know folks are like, this is a Mac specific tutorial. It's like, yeah, that's where I live. I have a PC. I could probably try it on my PC. Maybe I will. Maybe me and Tommy will play with that. That would be fun. But the thing about Audio Hijack, and Tim told me this and he's right, and I realized this from a few people. It's like Audio Hijack, you have, you know, you can separate out all that. You can put your microphone, and then you get the peak on your microphone to see how your levels are, and then you can separate out applications. So iTunes is a separate application, and it's kind of like forking in, and then they all go into DS106 Radio, which is the broadcaster, and then that runs, so that's going out to the internet, there's my internet radio, but then it still runs to a recorder, and so the recorder records everything, and then I'm listening it to it in the headphones. And I'm actually monitoring my own stream right now, and it sounds good. It's actually good levels. It's not tinny. Now, the next thing I'm going to try, and this will be interesting, I tried two things here, is I'm going to try and play vinyl. So I'm going to play a tune off of the Cars' Candio, which I'll probably play in its entirety today. And I'll probably try this setup. So here we go. We're going to put the needle down on Candio. And the song is called Let's Go. Bum, bum, that's good, right? Let's go. Boom, boom. I like the nightlife, baby. Woohoo. Okay. I need a little. It's Wednesday and it already feels like a long week. I stayed up late last night watching Joe Exotic. But hopefully Antonella and I will talk about that on the radio today. So anyway, here's a little tune. Whoa. Something went wrong there. Hold on. Be careful of your ears. What was that? Let's hear what that sounds like. Oh, you guys didn't even hear that. That's interesting. Yeah, so when I put it down, it was like, it sounded nutty. Okay, so let me see. That's good to know. That's why I'm doing this. So the Yeti is good. I got the USB pulling in there. And then I got the headphones. It's on the headphones, but they're off on that. But this should... Do I have it even? Power radio, yeah. So there's the input. And I don't think you guys heard that, if no one's listening, but just to see, I do have, I put the needle down. It sounded crazy. Let me try it again. Just be careful if you're listening. If I know you're not, but if anyone is and you have earphones in, take them out. Please. What the hell? That's outside is what that is. Oh. So it's coming through this too. So do I gotta turn this off? Or at least turn it down? But why the hell would that happen? So I have this running through my whatchamacallit. Hold on. Let me just look at my turntable and see if this is going just directly out to the thing. Hold on. That's the line versus phono. Yeah, it's going out to the line, which is good. But I am wondering if I gotta do something else. Hold on. Let me put another input here. Let me change this to be running applications. Now we need an output, actually. Let's see, output device. This is what we need. Let's just see if this works. All right, this could get crazy. So again, if you're listening, please be careful. I don't know what's going on here right now. But I got a separate output device. But let me try this. Yes. Let me do this. Okay. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get rid of loopback altogether. I'm going to go right to Yeti. That's working. I got this view meter, which I like. I'm going to get this down here. I might have just figured out Audio Hijack. Isn't that why we do this? This is interesting. Okay, but I want a view meter like that. Yeah, I'm kind of digging this. Now that I've actually had the time to play with it, I want that on that. Yes. I dig that. Okay. There we go. And I don't think this is going to break ears, especially if I turn off loopback now, which I'm going to. So I have that off. And then let's hear. So this is the, and I can rename this something. What am I going to rename this? Well, we'll worry about naming it later. But let me turn myself up a bit because I'm low. Ooh, I'm super low. And why am I super low? Because I turned down my audio here. But I'm still going out on the... I think I'm still going out cleanly. But let me keep that down just in case I crush myself. But this is interesting. Because this is what it takes. You need this time to figure this crap out on the radio. But you got to be careful because if anyone's listening, it could be brutal. Okay, anyway. What did I just work through? I worked through not using loopback at all, but having three separate inputs that run into DS-106 radio as the internet radio setup. So I got iTunes is one, goes through view meter, and then into DS-106 radio. And then my mic goes into DS-106 radio, then that's recorded with peaks. And then my vinyl, this is my turntable now. This is number three. So I'm going to try this right now. Again, this is going to be, should be the cars. So that's what, if it's successful, that's what you should hear. But again, if anyone's listening, which I know you're not, take your earphones out. And put them away just because I don't know what this will lead to, and that's the danger here. Here we go.
Careful, careful.
Huh. Okay. So, let's see. Okay. So I got that, and I see it. But it's not pulling in, which is interesting. Okay, so iTunes did not a problem, but this one is not. And I don't know why. So that's going to be interesting to figure out. So the audio device we want to push it through is not the headphones. Well, maybe, let's see. No, I'm not hearing it on the radio, and I'm not seeing it at all coming through here. Okay, so that's that. And this is this. And then this one's working, but it's actually not. I might have to, wonder if I have to, if I do something different like that, if I have to like stop it, or if you can't have three. Okay, let me try something else. Ready? I'm going to try this. This might work. Let's just see. Okay. No, Jesus, what's going on here? No. Okay, ready? Weird. Now that's working. Crazy. So like running applications, loop back, and then this. I wonder if it can't, because I'm going to have two. This is an output device. That's why. This is my input device, and then I want an output device. Is that right? Is that the problem? Okay, hold on. I'm going to switch this to input device. This is... No, it should be output. It shouldn't be input. Let me just try this. Uh-oh. Okay. So, let me see. Capture audio from a mic or other input. Ooh, yeah. That's what the problem is. I do see this now. But I'm gonna do this like that. Uh-oh. Okay, careful. Changing something here. Well, let me lift it up. Okay, I think I might have figured this out. Okay. And then we're going to get rid of this. Delete this block. Yeah. Okay. I want to believe this. Yes, this is going to work. Yes. Okay, I figured it out. Two input devices. So the problem was I was using my mic, my Yeti mic, as an input. And that's going, you're hearing that right now. And then the application iTunes or Skype or whatever will be, it's another kind of input to the radio. The thing is I had my turntable as an output device, which we don't want as an output device. We want everything. An output device would be like my headphones. We don't want it to run into the stereo. So technically now, putting the turntable as an input for the radio, this should now work. So let me see. Let's hear. Again, be careful, but let's see. Ooh, that worked. Yes. Okay, here we go. I got this figured out, and I'm happy about that. You're listening to The Cars on DS106 Radio. This will be today's vinyl cast. I needed some Candio. She's my one desire. I don't mind you holding out. Don't mind you holding my she says, let's go. I'm wondering about is if there's a delay between me and the song. So something I gotta figure out here. A lot of different inputs right now. Alright. Let's hear. I'm gonna try and sing along it. Let's go! Yeah, that's synced up. Okay, good. We are good. DS106 Radio. This has been a test cast with the weatherman. good stuff. Anyway, I have got... Okay, let me try something else. Oh, no. I'm not going to try anything right now. iTunes. Yeti. All right. I'm going to take off the album. Take off that. Let's go. I think... I could try to pull in Skype and stuff like that, but okay, let me just see something. Okay. I just, out of curiosity, let's see, let's go application, and we go. So I've got another application I'm pulling in here. So I have the one iTunes, but that one is, it's interesting. It's going through the meter there, which isn't bad. And then I can pick like Skype, for example. And no one's listening, so I can't really have anyone call. But I do have Skype now going, and so I could probably test that at some point and then see how that works. But then it starts to get a hairball, because then you have like iTunes, Skype, and then I could have Google, right? I could have Chrome. So let me just do that. And I would want Chrome at some point. Let's try Chrome. Yeah, there's Chrome. But I got to be careful with Chrome, because I'm also listening to the radio on my thing. So I got to turn that down if I'm going to pull that in, which is probably smart. All right, let's see. And this, you're going to open up a URL. So Chrome is different. You got to like open up a URL. It's probably, they're kind of like saying, be careful when you pull this in. In addition to the standard capture of the application's audio output, audio from input devices like microphones will also be included. Audio inputs will be placed to the left channel, while the application's audio output will be placed on the right channel. Fill playback gaps with silence. Interesting. So Google Chrome, like, that's like a whole nother level, I think. And they don't even let you go like directly in. Well, maybe they'll let you, but they kind of, let me just see if I can go. Oh no, there it is. It's like, I don't know how many they're gonna let me do. So let's see. It's almost like I got iTunes, Skype, but they're not keen on me maybe doing another one, but let me just try. View meters. Oh, so that one's kind of like, we'll go directly in. That's interesting. And it wouldn't go right to the radio. Anyway, you can't really see what I'm doing here, which might be a good thing. But this is interesting, because this I don't want. No, this, yeah. Skype did work for a second. Okay, let me try this. And delete that block. Go away. And then there's this. Yeah, Skype and iTunes are separate. But Google Chrome, not so much. It's not really connecting in the same way. Whereas I can get Skype and iTunes to go in cleanly. But I wonder how many. Oh, but they're not connecting to DS-106 radio. So there's that. Okay. I think I might have wasted too much time already. Never a waste. But anyway, let's see. Okay, there's that. So at least I got that. Okay, let me just try now some iTunes. Play some more national. So let's see how iTunes sounds. Stranger, Mistaken for Strangers on the 2007 album, Boxer. Here's National, Mistaken for Strangers, coming through iTunes. Let's see how this sounds. And I gotta turn it up a bit. Do everything that they taught you.
You have to do it running, but you do everything that they ask you to. Cause you don't mind seeing yourself in a picture as long as you look for. something to wear on your sleeve of sleeves. So you swear you just saw a feathery woman carry a blindfolded man through the streets, showered and blue blazer. Fill yourself with quarters, showered and blue blazer. Fill yourself with quarters. You get mistaken for strangers by your own friends when you're passing the night under the silver, a silver city bank light.
DS106 Radio, that was Mistaken for Strangers by The National off their 2000 album Boxer. And you've been listening, in fact, nobody's been listening to a test. This is a test of EdTech's Emergency Broadcast Network, where I am just playing with getting my mic, my turntable for the old vinyl cast, and iTunes feeding directly into DS106 Radio using Audio Hijack, which is kind of like the all-in-one solution, I'm realizing, where I can do pretty much everything. I have three applications running in right now, or two inputs in one application. So one input is my turntable, one input is my mic, and one input is iTunes. And that input is an application. And I can run other applications as well. It looked like I could also do Skype, but I'm not really able to test that just yet. Let me test actually doing a the browser, Chrome. Okay, we'll test Chrome. So this is a test of Chrome. Right now I am doing the audio, and I'm going to go on to Chrome, and I am going to broadcast how to broadcast audio using Hijack, using Audio
Hijack. You Hijack, just load it all you okay. need for a quick...
Hold on, let me put that back at the beginning. This was the little tutorial I looked at YouTube, just to give me a quick overview, and I didn't know what was going on. And it wasn't bad. So let me try this and see if this works. Here we go. ChowCheap.
Hello, Javier here from ChowCheap.com. Today we are looking at how to broadcast using Audio Hijack. Audio Hijack is an audio digital workspace designed for Mac. Will allow you to broadcast and record your radio shows and much more. Let's get started.
Yes.
Audio Hijack comes with pre-configured internet radio station template for a quick start. Each session can be customized to meet your needs. Select New Session.
I think that's going
then,
over.
Then, the Internet Radio template and click Choose. As you see, Audio Hijack just loaded all you need for a quick start. In this session, the audio is coming from iTunes and from your microphone. Each block can be turned off individually. To start broadcasting, select the broadcast block and choose Setup. Enter your host name, port, and Passport. All these can be found within your ChowChip.com dashboard.
All right, he's setting it up now, so I'll talk a little bit while he is. So that's actually, that's pretty clean. That's a YouTube video where I use just to see how they did it. And what he talked about, and Javier's right here, is you can actually just jump on they have something in Audio Hijack, and I updated to the latest version because I didn't have it in the old version. It's just a template. It's like internet radio, and then bam, and they set up application input, which is your mic, and then meters and peaks, and then here's the broadcast, and then push that out to your headphones. Boom. It works. So Audio Hijack, I think I am fairly comfortable with it. I'll try adding a few more applications, but right now Google, iTunes, my Yeti mic, and my turntable all work, and they're broadcasting right out, and it's recording, so it's all in one. Bam, bam, bam. At the end of this, I'm going to have a recording when I stop, which is cool, actually. I like that. So, yeah, I'm sold on Audio Hijack. I think the next piece would be Mix, mixxx.org. Cool. Okay, well, that's it. I didn't want to spend too much time, but it was a half an hour, as these things go. But anyway, that's it. That's my working on the rig, as they say in the biz, or the setup. And one of the things, and I mentioned this to Brian Mathers yesterday, one of the things I'm struck by is that those small, scrappy radio stations, like, that's what all those DJs are figuring out right now. Like, I wonder how many of them have Macs and are using Audio Hijack and doing cool stuff with it. And I'd love to read about, like, what they're doing. I know, like, for example, let me try this. I know, whatchamacallit, the great Mikhail was playing with effects. So I want to see how that works. I'm going to turn Chrome off because I don't want this. Under another, these are built-in effects. I'm going to try and enrich mono, direct audio to the left or right, increase audio. So that's interesting, the increasing of audio. Let me just try this. So I can kind of control audio for some of this. So let me just see. So right now I am controlling audio here. And I should be going lower and then higher. Yeah, that's cool. So you can bring in an audio. That's nice. I like that. Hold on. Let me do that in all this. Because that's one less thing you got to do. And I can do that here. And that will control the audio there. Nice. Sweet. And that will show me the levels. Sweet. Okay. So I'm now building in some effects, like audio unit effects, like delay audio, filter, cut off high audio frequencies. And I don't know. I know that Mikhail plays with some of these. Shift the audio's pitch. Okay. So let's see if we can shift the pitch here. So I'm going to shift the pitch. Okay, I don't know if this is working, but or what it's doing, but I can control the pitch, and I don't know really what that's doing, so I'm going to take it off, but it might make me sound real different. So let me delete that block for now and bring that back. Okay, good. But do I have, yeah, there's my peak right there, but I don't want that. I want it like that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's interesting. Crazy. Cool. Okay. Anyway, that's enough. DS16 Radio, this is Jim Groom doing a little testing before the show on the radio. For life.